Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Emily Stogner with the SYAA Strauss Youth Academy for the Arts. Emily, welcome. Thanks for being with us on Lanyap.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you guys are always doing something new and exciting at the theater. And for the folks that don't know, it's the young folks that are involved in SYAA. Anne of Green Gables is coming up.
It is. This weekend opens on Saturday.
Tell me a little bit about this story, Anne of Green Gables. What's it all about?
Yeah, so Anne of Green Gables is a classic. Little girls across generations have read this book, and it's basically about an orphan, Anne Shirley, who comes to a farm on Prince Edward Island to live with Marilla and Matthew Cuthbert, and really is a firecracker. And I don't say that because she has red hair, but also her personality just lights the town on fire. She comes in and breaks social norms. And at first, everyone is just like, who is this person? She's crazy. But she really is the original icon of like self-acceptance. And so she doesn't stray from who she is, and people grow to love her, and it basically like brings the town together. And it's just a wonderful story, very female-centric characters. The relationship, specifically in the play, it really focuses between the relationship with Marilla and Anne. It's such a beautiful story. Marilla is very kind of like not cold-hearted, but just very closed off. And so she just kind of grows to love Anne for who she is and unapologetically. And I think the actresses do such a marvelous job at coming through with that.
So she's an orphan. We're in Canada. What period of time are we in at this point?
Yeah, I believe it's Edwardian. So you'll see that in the set and the costumes. Amy Higginbotham has done a fabulous job bringing those costumes to life, and Scott Baronet with the set. I was up there last night painting the green kitchen, so the green and the Green Gables on the front of the house.
So the play takes place in a time when she gets sent to a farm, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
You know, it was rural Canada. Everyone's a farmer, pretty much. If you want to eat, you're a farmer.
Yes.
And everybody's farming. And they weren't expecting a young girl, right?
No, they wanted a boy. And then some mistakes were happened. She ended up on the doorstep. And, of course, they wanted a boy because they wanted a farmhand. And she ends up staying. And like I said earlier, like breaks social norms. I think back in the day, they really, all of the women in the, you know, one house classroom, and you'll see this on the stage, where these women are expected to just stay home and raise families, but Anne Shirley, no, she's going to college. Like, she dreams big, she wants to be a writer, and she really pushes those social boundaries, and the people around her kind of react in different ways of that, of her doing that, and it's just a beautiful story. And, of course, it being a female-centric story, I was able to cast an all-girl cast, which is very unique. But I think that it really leans into the heart of Anne's story with female strength and resilience. The energy and the depth of understanding that these girls bring to these relationships, you come in thinking, this is all-girl cast, this is not... you're not really going to like it. It's just unique and different, but they capture these personalities of all of the characters so well. It's an afterthought. You come away thinking, oh my gosh, like there were female and male parts in there, all played by women, but you would never think it in a million years because they do such a good, job telling the stories of these people and their relationships.
Tell me about your cast. You're working with young folks.
Yes.
First of all, what ages are we talking about?
8 to 18.
So, all right. And I'll just say this. I was an orphan, okay? Are these children that you've got in your cast,
mm-hmm,
able to relate to a farmhand. Mm-hmm. It's the, you know, the early 1900s, a rural life, or are we so far removed from that now we can't deal with it?
Yeah, so one of the things that I love to do as a director is really go into the backstories of these characters, whether they're a named role or you're one of the main characters. Everyone finding their story in this place, in this set. And one of the things we do every practice is we do breathing exercises, and I tell them it's as simple as like exhaling yourself and inhaling your character, and they start with their toes and end all the way up to the top of their head, and they think as they're doing that, it really grounds them in, okay, you've picked out your character. You know the story. Think, what would it be like to be a girl in this time in a one room classroom who thinks differently than everyone else? Or what would it be like to never knowing like who your parents were, no feeling that no one wanted you, and then all of a sudden, you know, these people, family isn't always blood, you know, it's those right. who love you unconditionally. And so thinking about that story, and even if you're not Anne, watching that story unfold, being part of that story by being one of her friends, being Marilla or Matthew, being the one who this girl comes in your life all of a sudden, and she just like melts your heart with all of her innocence. And the girls have been so it has been so well received, being able to turn into these characters and being mindful of them. And one of the things that we talk about is like, who are you when you're not speaking? So when somebody else has a line, what is your body doing? What is your face doing? And really being able to immerse the audience into this story.
We're speaking with Emily Stogner, director of Anne of Green Gables at SYAA. You guys open this week. When are the chances to see the show?
Yes, this Saturday and Sunday. We have a matinee this Saturday at 2, a matinee Sunday at 3, and then next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, November the 1st at 7 p.m. and November the 2nd at 3 p.m.
Tickets are available at syaaonline.com. And also, you can find out more about this and other events by heading to our website, kedm.org.